fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Grazing lands of Texas brought wealth to many of the early settlers, but the lives and property of the ranchers were in constant danger. Bands of outlaws roamed the frontier, cattle rustlers and killers, and it was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for justice that the new country was made safe for honest men and women. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger. Rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the range country! There's going to be trouble! Now, Silver, away!
Hank Shepard, just 17, and his younger brother Jed rode away from their ranch house. When they reached a small arroyo near the boundary of the Shepard property, they dismounted and...
Got the silver dollars, Hank?
Yeah, Jed. Two of them. I sure hope Ma don't start looking in a crockery jar for them before we get through. Who's going to get the first shot, you or me?
Look, Hank.
Huh?
Well, maybe we hadn't ought to shoot. At the silver dollars, I mean.
Oh, nothing ain't going to happen.
Supposing we hit one of them.
Quit worrying.
I said supposing. Likely we won't, but if we do, maybe that silver dollar will get knocked plumb out of sight. Ma can't spare money like that.
Well, what else we got to shoot at?
Well, at their piece of wood. We can
stand... Nothing doing. I'm aiming to do it like Carney does.
Carney?
Yeah, Carney. He's a right smart hombre around here. You don't catch him practicing up his shooting on no stick of wood.
Well, Ma don't like Carney, Hank. You shouldn't ought to cut yourself after him.
Oh, Ma's just got notions.
Maybe so, but just...
All right, then. We'll leave the silver dollars go if it'll make you feel any better. Give me the gun. Shooting at an old stick of wood.
Careful.
Yeah. Let me set it in the holster first. Now I got my hand at my side. Now I draw and...
You missed. You didn't draw fast, neither.
Well, what can you expect without practice? I suppose you can do better.
No, I can't do no better, Hank. Hey, let me try.
Maybe I can do better with that hog leg, sir.
Huh? Oh, it's you, Mr. Carney.
Yeah, that's right. Hand it over.
Don't give it to him, Hank.
But he's yours.
Oh, I already got it. Son, if you want to see some fancy shooting, just take out one of them silver dollars I seen you holding.
You get off this land, Carney.
Yeah?
Get off. My Ma don't like you, and she don't want you around.
Now, that ain't no way to act. I'm a friend.
Ma says you're poison, and I do, too.
Yeah. What about you?
Well,
Your name's Hank, ain't it?
Well, yeah. How'd you know?
I haven't heard a lot of smart things about you, Hank. Can't say as I hear the same about your brother here.
I go by what Ma says. I'll hand back that gun and get out of here.
Would you like to learn how to handle a six-shooter like I do, Hank?
Gosh, would I?
Well, then, what are we waiting for? Here, hold on to my gun as soon as I can slip this one into my holster. Yeah. Just watch close and I'll show you how to draw.
Hank, we got work to do.
No, we ain't. Go on, Mr. Carney, I'm watching.
Look here, if you don't get off this land, I'll...
You'll what?
I'm going back to the ranch house and tell Ma. Here, boy.
You want to go too, Ike?
My gosh, no.
Get up there.
Look at him go. Guess he ain't got as much sense as you have, Hank.
Oh, Jed's all right.
Sure he is. But I reckon when it comes to doing things, you're sort of the boss, ain't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what I figured. Now, come on, partner. Let's get on with this shooting lesson.
I can't believe it, Jed. Hank stayed there with Carney?
I come to tell you, Ma.
I'm glad you did. Carney isn't fit company for anyone.
And there's something else, Ma. Hank and me, we took $2 silver from your jar.
Never mind that. Where's Carney now?
I left Hank with him down the south quarter.
Jed, saddle a horse for me.
Huh?
Saddle a horse for me.
Ma, what are you doing with Pa's old gun?
Making sure it's loaded, Jed.
You mean...
I'm going to tell Carney to get off my land and stay off. If Pa was still alive, he'd do it himself. Since he ain't...
You want me to do it, Ma?
He ain't old enough, Jed. Not yet. And the same goes for Hank. He ain't old enough. If he was, he'd have had more sense than to even stay and talk to somebody as downright crooked as Carney.
Oh, Hank don't mean nothing, Ma.
Jed, I want to tell you something, son. Now's as good a time as any.
Tell me what?
You're both my son. And I love you both. Both, you understand? Only you're a mite more sensible than Hank is. He's got a wild streak at him someplace. Don't know where he gets it from, but we got to watch your brother, Jed. We got to make sure he don't take his foot in his hand and head for the wrong trail.
You mean take up with fellas like Carney?
That's exactly what I do mean, Jed. Now let's get a couple of horses and...
Wonder who that might be.
I didn't hear no horse come up.
Mr. Shepherd.
Whoever it is, he knows the name, Ma.
Yeah. Ain't no wandering maverick, at any rate. Open the door, mister. The lead string's out.
Mr. Shepherd. I came here to give you a warning.
Ma, he's wearing a mask.
So he is. I didn't notice with his back to the light that way. Don't move, mister, or I'll drill you.
You don't need that gun. I'm a friend.
You're an outlaw. You're wearing a mask.
I wear a mask for reasons of my own, Mrs. Shepherd. I can promise you I mean no harm.
You talk slick the same way Carney does, and I wouldn't trust him further than I could see on a black night.
Well, that's why I'm here. It's Carney I came to warn you about.
Yeah?
Whether you believe me or not, I'm going to help you. This country is too new, too unprotected to be left for a sporter like Carney.
Mister, I ain't rightly made up my mind about you yet, but I got a little business to attend to, and it concerns Carney. Jed, saddle them horses.
Yes, Ma.
Carney's here?
He happens to be on my land, and I'm aiming to get him off.
I knew he headed this way. Tonto and I lost his trail on the rock slide. Aren't you acting rather hastily?
I can handle an hombre like Carney, mister. Besides, he ain't using none of his smooth talk on my son.
The one who just left?
I got two boys, mister. There ain't no worry as far as Jed's concerned. The other boy, Hank.
Oh. Mrs. Shepherd, you mind if we go with you?
Huh?
It's your land, and you can order us off. But all I need is a few minutes to convince you I'm your friend.
Well...
Ma, I got him saddled.
Be right there, Jed. Mister, you can traipse along. It'll take a plenty to convince me that a man wearing a mask ain't as bad as Carney himself.
We'll see, Mr. Shepherd. Now, to bring the horses. We're riding.
Yes, Carl. Yes, Silver.
Here's the horses, Ma. You want to take the pinnel?
So long as we get there, which horse don't make no difference.
Here, Silver.
Tell a woman about Carney.
No time, Tata. We'll see later.
All right, Jed. Flip your reins. Masked man, you coming?
Right with you. Steady, Silver.
Gee, Willikins, Ma. Ain't that some horse a masked man's riding?
Come along if you're coming. Get up, boy.
Up, boy. Get up there.
You think we find trouble, Kemosabe?
We're heading for plenty of trouble, Tata. Let's hope we can straighten it out. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. Get him up.
Oh, Silver, away!
Was, Ma. Hank and Carney was right here.
Keep your eyes open. Hank! Hank, where are you?
Gosh, I wonder what's become of him.
Mrs. Shepherd, stop!
Huh?
Rein up your horse. Oh, Silver. Oh.
What's how do you grab my reins, mister?
There's something I want you to see. Tonto. You saw it?
That's right, me see it.
You better bring it here.
Me got it.
What's he going after?
It's right in the sand. He won't even have to leave his horse.
I don't stare at this. You
there.
Can...
He leaned right out of the saddle.
Got it, Tonto? Hey, find
that Kemosabe. Why, that's Pa's old six-shooter.
Hank had that. He had him when I left him with Carney.
It was lying in the sand, Mr. Shepherd. Three bullets have been fired.
Three? Why?
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Nothing. Nothing, mister.
Jed, you come up with it right now. I ain't your mother for nothing. I can read you like a book. How many bullets was fired out of that gun before you left Hank?
Oh, Ma, Hank can look out.
How many?
Oh, well, it's just one.
One? But what about the other two?
Oh, I don't know. Carney must have done some shooting at a target with a gun.
Perhaps he did. But perhaps he... Tonto.
Tonto ready.
Look around, Kemosabe. We've got to pick up Carney's trail.
Hank must be with him. My boy.
Take it easy, Mrs. Shepherd. Don't break any trails until you have to. Of course he's with Carney. Let's hope we find out where.
Let go of me. If I wasn't tied to this saddle...
Bad way to talk after me being so friendly.
You're a rat. A desert rat, just like Ma said.
Open your mouth again, you young squirt. You'll be lucky if I let you off with a slap.
Where are you taking me?
Right around this bend in the trail. Hey, you see that cabin?
I don't see no... Why, it's a hideout.
Sure. You didn't spot it till we was right on top of it. Rein up that cayuse. I said... Well, I come close to forgetting. You're tied up like a rustler, ready to be hung. I'll stop the horse for you. Hey, Fagley! Fagley! There in blazes that skunk going there. Fagley!
Who the... Oh, it's you, Carney.
Yeah. Didn't I tell you to keep watching the trail? Supposing it wasn't me.
Well, a fella's got to sleep sometime. Who's the kid?
Hank Shepard.
Shepard? Well, I reckon you done it, Carney. I never figured you could.
You never figure nothing. Take him inside.
You ain't taking me nowhere.
Now, wait, wait. You're coming off that horse right now. I'll get into that cabin, or I'll fix it so as you'll be carried.
You crook, you can't get
away. On, move, you little coyote.
Lock him up in the back room, Figley.
Yeah. Look as if you got the information you was after, Carney.
I got it, Figley, plenty. We'll get the kid took care of, and then I'll give you the lowdown.
Carney.
Check over them ropes.
If that kid can get out of that rope you slung around him, he beats any pack mule I ever seen. He won't get loose. Now, what you got?
Figure we got 500 head of longhorns right in our face.
Shepherd her?
The whole kit and caboodle of them. We can rustle them off just like that.
Now, wait a minute, Carney. Them cattle's kept in a valley right behind the shepherd cabin.
Yeah.
And there ain't no way out for them cattle except in right past the cabin. It's the only way out of the valley.
That's what we figured.
We done plenty of rustling before this. But how in thunder are we going to move 500 head of cattle right past their nose?
We ain't.
Huh?
There's another way out of that valley.
Are you loco?
Oh, no, I ain't. I suspected for a long time there must be another way out of there. Only it's been hidden too well to locate. That's what's for I played with that dumb kid.
Oh, I'm beginning to get on to this, Carney. The kid Blad?
Yeah. He was so proud to be parted with me, he let it slip before he give it a thought.
Now you're talking. Where at is this hidden pass?
To the far end of the valley. It's up a little rise, so the cattle don't often stray that way. But they can be driven to it without much trouble.
When do we rustle them?
The first dark night. They won't be missed for a couple of days, either. I reckon the widow and his other son will be too old-fired busy to try to locate the young un we got.
Yeah, and all the time we got them right here. All I hope is they don't find it.
They won't. They covered the trail up.
I hope so. You know, I've been hearing talk about the Lone Ranger moving into this neck of the woods.
What of it?
Well, if the Lone Ranger's around, maybe we ain't so smart. It just might be that he's helped Mrs. Shepherd, for all we know.
Forget it! I tell you, I covered up the trail. I covered it up so good that not even the Lone Ranger could figure out where I brought young Shepherd. Figley, them cattle is as good as ours right now.
Looks bad, Tonto.
Not right. Trail. It's lost.
But there must be a trail. Carney and Hank come right up onto this rock.
That's just the trouble, Jed. It isn't hard to follow a horse's trail on ground or sand, but this rock surface covers miles. I hate to say this, but it looks as if Carney's fooled us. The trail's lost.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. Leaving Tonto to continue the search for young Hank Shepard, the Lone Ranger returned to the Shepard cabin with Mrs. Shepard and Jed.
I don't know what to do. I don't even know if Hank is still alive.
I'm sure he is, Mrs. Shepard.
Yes, but you say, but I noticed you didn't find his trail.
I left Tonto for that. If anyone can uncover a cold trail, he can.
That's right, Ma. He's an Injun.
Maybe you and your Injun pa didn't want to uncover that trail.
You still don't trust me, do you?
I ain't got no reason to. For all I know, you're on Carney's side.
Jed, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. Ma's usually right, but...
I see. I have to prove myself to you. And the only way to do that...
Get Hank back, mister. That's all I care about.
It's getting on toward evening. Hank's been gone most all day.
How far is it to town, Mrs. Shepard?
About 12 miles. Why?
That's where Carney lives, isn't it?
If you want to call it that. Hank's around the Bar X Cafe. But he ain't in town. Not now. What we've seen of that trail led the other way entirely.
Nevertheless, I'm going to town. Perhaps he may be there. If he isn't, I still want to see the sheriff.
You walk to the sheriff wearing that mask and you'll land in jail.
I'll take that chance. You'll stay here.
We ain't got no place else to go. Maybe Hank will come back by himself.
If Tonto returns before I do, will you send him after me?
I sure will. I don't think I'd have that engine hanging around here.
Thank you. And don't give up hope, Mrs. Shepard. Wherever your boy is, he's all right.
Grab him, Fixer. Get the little wildcat.
If I get my other arm free, I'll...
I told you to make sure he didn't get loose.
Let go. Hit him.
At this, Caleb. Now give me that rope. This time he ain't getting loose, never.
I didn't figure any kid could scrap so hard.
Rope?
Oh, yeah. There you are.
This time, young Shepard, don't start raising a ruckus.
I reckon that'll hold him.
Shove him in the corner.
Still ain't got his eyes open. You shouldn't have hit him so hard, maybe.
What's the difference? In the corner.
That does it.
Put the bowl on that door, Figley.
Yeah, just a second. There. All right, what are we going to do with him when we start after them steers, Connie?
You're going to leave him.
But he's tied up tight. He'll starve to death.
If you let him loose, you'll blab, won't he?
But
nothing. If he starves, it's just his tough luck. Get that through your head.
When do we pull the herd out of the valley?
First dark night. Maybe tonight. Them clouds cover the moon. And you hear that?
Sounded like one of the horses.
Sure it was. There it is again. Figure that means there's somebody outside this cabin. Them horses is calling to another horse. Grab your gun.
I don't see nothing.
Keep looking. I tell you that...
Carney, over there.
Somebody grab him for his horse. Shoot!
Missed! He's heading this way.
Hold on him. He's got to come right past us. It's the only trail.
Get him up, Stone. Get him up.
It's no use. He's around the bend.
Yeah, we missed him. This darkness.
Yeah, but never mind that. Did you notice that rider was an Injun?
Huh?
And he called his horse Scott. An Injun riding a horse named Scott. Does that mean anything to you?
I don't think... Jumping Mavericks. Corny, the Lone Ranger's got an Injun part. Rides a paint.
Yeah, paint named Scott. Figure we got to get moving. We're rushing that herd of cattle tonight before the Lone Ranger gets wise.
Sure, I'm the sheriff. But that don't signify that I have to take the word of any tumbleweed tramp who busts in here and feeds me a yarn like that.
I looked all over town for Carney. He's not here, so I came to you.
Are you sure the shepherd kid didn't go with Carney willing? He's an ornery kid sometimes.
I'm not sure, but I doubt it. Doesn't the law want Carney?
Mister, the law's been wanting Carney for a long time. The trouble is that coyote slicker and bear grease. We never can grab him in the commission of no crime.
He's a cattle rustler, isn't he?
As cute a one as you ever see. But all we got is suspicion. Well, there's been plenty of talk about stringing him to a cottonwood just for that. But as long as I wear the badge of office, a man's got to be convicted according to the law. Before I swing him for the rope.
If I get you proof that Carney's an outlaw, what then?
You got it?
No, not yet, but I'm going...
I figured that away. Well, you get the proof, and then we'll do the talking. Now, if you don't mind, stranger, I'm going back to my shut-eye.
Sheriff, you don't know who I am.
Of course I don't. You wouldn't let me put the light on.
You can put it on now.
No, thanks. It'll wake me up. I'd rather stay half asleep.
Have you ever heard of Marshall Plant?
No, I never heard of... Wait a second. You mean Plant? Plant of the Texas Rangers?
I see you have.
Why, him and me served in the same company.
And you'd better put on the lamp.
I sure will.
I have a letter from Marshall Plant.
Just a minute. There you are. It'll be a poison rattler, your mask. Where's my shooting
gun? No reach for that gun, Sheriff.
What are you...
I don't want to use this, Sheriff.
You'd use that gun like grease lightning.
Here's the note. Read it.
Now, look at here.
Read it.
Yeah.
I prefer not to use that, but in this case, it was necessary.
Well, I'll be a hornswoggle toad. You're the Lone Ranger.
Do I get your help now?
The Lone Ranger. Mister, you sure do. You can put that gun up. And if you need any help to grab Connie or anybody else, I'll rustle you up a posse afore you can holler.
We may need a posse, Sheriff. But first, we've got to learn where Connie took the shepherd boy. What we must do is...
Well?
That horse. Come on, Sheriff.
Hey, what's going on? What about that horse?
That's Tonto.
Tonto?
Yes, my best friend. I recognize his horse. This way, Kimasabi. Tonto, look for you. Tonto, what happened? You located the boy?
That's right. Him in cabin in hills. Scout make noise. Tonto get way past.
They shot at you?
Connie go rustle cattle.
What's that?
The shepherd cattle, Tonto?
Me hear talk. In cabin. Their secret pass, top valley.
Tonto, what's wrong, old friend?
Tonto tell woman where son kept. They go get him.
You mean Carney and his gang already left the cabin? The kid's still there?
You hurry. You stop cattle rustling. You hurry.
Tonto, what's the matter? You're swaying in the saddle. Tonto.
Nothing, Kimasabi. It just go.
Sheriff, grab him. He's falling from the saddle. Steady, scouts. I'll work that stirrup loose, Sheriff.
This part of yours ain't good, mister.
Here, lower him to the porch.
How is he?
I don't know. It's a bullet wound in the shoulder. Can't tell how bad it is. Not yet.
Guess I'd better round up a posse, huh?
What?
Can't you hear me? I said a posse.
Oh, yes. Carney and his cattle rustling.
Kind of broke up about your friend, ain't you?
Sheriff, you round up that posse. I'll go on ahead.
Huh?
My horse can make double time. I'll be able to go into the valley and watch Carney get to work.
But there ain't none of us knows where that hidden pass is, excepting the shepherds. And they've gone to that cabin. The only way we can find out is from this here engine. And he's out cold.
Carney knows where it is. I'll be there to watch Carney.
Oh, I get you.
When you get your posse, go to the regular entrance to the valley. Spread out and ride through. I'll make sure that you catch Carney.
I don't figure...
Never mind the figuring. I'll do that. Just do as I say.
What about your engine part?
Yes, I should stay with him.
Huh?
No, I can't. No matter how badly Tonto's hurt, he'd want me to go on. It's the only thing to do. You'll see that he's taken care of.
Sure. I'll get the doc over pronto.
You can put him on that bed inside.
Look, mister, you're trying to cover it up, but I can tell. You're all broke up inside about your engine friend. Now, why don't you stay
here? I can't, Sheriff. I want to, but I can't. Carney must be captured. And if we don't do it now, we may never do it. Here, Silver. There's a job to do, and it must be done. Don't forget that posse.
I ain't forgetting. We ride up the valley.
And Sheriff.
Yeah?
You take good care of him. If anything happens to Tonto, I... Take good care of him.
I sure will, Masked Man.
Thanks. Well, all right, Silver. Come on, old boy.
I sure hope this redskin ain't hurt bad. But I ain't none too hopeful about it. And neither is that Masked Man.
Get up, you longhorn steers. Keep a traveling.
All right, move along. Hey, Pinker, where are you?
That's you, Carney.
Yeah, that's
a long, it's a good thing that young fool gave us a layout of this secret pass. We'd have never found it.
Another 15, 20 minutes, and we'll have the kennel clear through.
Seen any sign of trouble?
Trouble?
Yeah.
There you dream of things. Everything is going as smooth as snake oil.
Hell, I thought I seen somebody against the horizon up ahead.
Most likely me, you
say. Yeah, maybe so.
Forget it, see? Now, you and me. Stay right behind this herd and keep pushing them.
Well, they're bunched up pretty tight.
Sure, it's a narrow pass. Besides, the tighter they're bunched, easier to drive them along.
Well, I hope nothing changes their minds for them.
What's here to do it? No thunder, no lightning. As for what's up ahead, there ain't nobody up there to switch them around. Nobody at all.
Hear that, Silver? It's the cattle. We're up ahead of them. We had to pass pretty close to Carney in the dark, but we did it without being spotted. They're coming closer, Silver. Get ready, old boy. We've got to scare that herd into turning back. We've got to stampede them. Just you, Silver. It's going to be a hard job. If we weren't bunched, we could never do it. But once we turn the front, the job's done. Steady, Silver. Steady. All right, Silver. Here we go. Right toward them, old boy. Drive hard, Silver. Come on, Silver. Good boy, Silver! Good boy! Good boy! Good boy! Good boy!
It ain't no use. They've been stampeded.
Look out!
Swing your horse. Here they come.
Out of my way. The Tonto's on the
right for it. Head back to the valley. Ride!
Well, let's go.
That's all right. We're safe.
He's almost trampled to death.
We're in the valley now. The steers are spread out so they ain't stampeding no more.
A couple of times here, I thought I was a going there.
Well, I guess we better call this job off, huh?
Wonder who it was turned them cattle. If I get my hands on that hombre...
You ain't getting your hands on nobody, Connie.
What the...
Who the thunder said?
It's a posse. Grab them, boys.
A posse, right, Frank.
We got to surround it. Surrender.
You'll have to make me up.
Don't shoot no more. I give up.
How about you, Connie?
Too many of you.
Take them guns away from them, boys. You coyotes are heading for jail on a charge of cattle rustling. Mrs. Shepherd! Mrs. Shepherd!
Yeah, I'm here. Connie, what you got getting is what's coming to you.
That's right, Moore.
You! Yep. You can't be here. You was tied up in the cabin.
I ain't tied up no more. I've been a fool once, but from now on, Moore's word is good enough for me. For both of us, huh, Jed?
Yeah, Hank. I reckon skunks like Carney just ain't our kind.
Hank, as long as you learned your lesson, that's all that counts. And, Sheriff, I know you're going to teach Connie his lesson.
Yes, ma'am, in a court of law. All right, you two, we're heading for the jailhouse. Oh, yeah. And it might interest you to know that the fella you shot ain't hurt bad. He'll be able to testify against you, too.
You mean the engine?
Never mind all this talk. You got us, ain't you? All I want to know is who turned them cattle. Who raised this trap for us?
Connie, that was the Lone Ranger. He's going to join his engine pard right now.
Hello, Ranger.
Sure, and there he goes.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.